I love this. More proof that literally every elected official in this country, well, is terrible.
Now, Phil.
49-year-old Robert Zakale is a judge who lives in Islip, New York, on Long Island. He lives on Long Island. 9 a.m. Thursday morning, he was busted breaking in to his 23-year-old neighbor's house and stealing her dirty underwear. Apparently, he didn't realize she was home. She walked into the room and saw him. He ran away, and she called 911. The cops caught him down the street pretending to knock on someone's door with several pairs of the woman's underwear on him. She lives with her parents, and Robert says he knew her from when he was the town attorney, and she was an intern at his office. Of course, he's married. Robert has three kids. The judge does. He says his wife's standing by him through this. He was in court on Friday and pleaded not guilty. He also admitted he's stolen the woman's underwear several times before when he felt, quote, urges.
Yeah, well, Your Honor.
He has been removed from the bench. He could get up to 15 years in prison.
Dadgum. We'll see how well his wife sticks with him.
Yeah. Shoo-wee.
Dadgum.
Oh, one-man panty raid. Better have some cash, I'll tell you what.
I'm telling you, man.
This woman made her kids French toast for breakfast Tuesday. I wouldn't nominate her for Mom of the Year quite yet. Kansas City, Kansas, making breakfast for her three kids last week. Used vanilla extract in her French toast mix. Then after they started eating, she realized the bottle didn't contain vanilla extract. It was filled with PCP.
Oh, my goodness.
She claims her ex-boyfriend, or an ex-boyfriend of hers, was a huge druggie and must have put it in there. Now, apparently, it is somewhat common for drug users to keep PCP in vanilla extract bottles. The glass is brown, so you can't tell what's in it. In this case, that could have been deadly. One of her kids is 16. The other two are both under the age of one. And all three ended up in the hospital. Luckily, they're okay. They also had to treat the mom at the hospital, which makes her story about the ex-boyfriend a little more believable. But the cops are still looking into it to make sure she didn't do it on purpose. It's not clear if anyone is or will face charges.
Yeah. Well, she'll be asked to identify that boyfriend, and I'm sure they'll be looking for that guy.
Well, if he tried to kill my, I guarantee I wouldn't have a problem identifying the boyfriend.
Probably just left his drugs at the house and didn't realize that he'd left it or something.
Well, when you're on drugs, I wouldn't think you'd know.
Yeah, you're right.
You probably probably don't know where he put them. You think, I'll hide it here, and that'll be great.
Forget all about it.
Yeah. It'll be great. Yeah, no problem. All right.
Stupid.
Hillary Clinton. Are her bus days behind her? Yeah, something is. Rutgers University. Hillary made a speech there for $25,000, but Snooki from Jersey Shore got $32,000, $7,000 more. Wait a minute. Snooki's not the only one who out-earned Hillary at Rutgers. They paid Matthew McConaughey $135,000. Katie Couric, $110,000. Bill Moyers, $35,000. Toni Morrison, $30,000. Snooki, more than Hillary. Yeah, Steven Spielberg is at the top of the movie. The movies again. And
familiar place for him.
It sure is. Rolling Stone ranks Steven Spielberg's movies from worst to best. The worst, they say, was 1941, John Belushi. The second worst, they say, was the Twilight Zone movie. Spielberg only directed one in a segment, Kick the Can. I disagree. I thought that was wonderful. Number three, the BFG. Didn't know Spielberg had anything to do with that. Or The Terminal in 2004. Always. 1989. Number six, these are from worst. These are starting at the worst.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Then it was The Last Crusade, then Hook, then Ready Player One, then The Lost World, Jurassic Park. Okay, so they ranked them from...
The worst of the movies that you mentioned, in my opinion, and I'd seen most of those, is Hook. I thought it was pretty bad with Dustin Hoffman, I think, and
yeah,
it was not good.
Here are the best ones. Here are the best ones. Number one, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Sure.
Number two,
yeah,
Jaws.
Yep.
Number three, Schindler's List. Number four, Catch Me If You Can. Great movie. Number five?
I would have thought it would have been higher on the list.
E.T.?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. Minority Report was number six. I haven't seen Minority Report. Number seven, Empire of the Sun. Number eight, Lincoln. Number nine, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yes,
and number,
yes.
And number 10, Duel.
See,
if you've never seen it, it'll make your blood pressure go up.
Duel?
Dennis Weaver is in a red Plymouth Valiant. My mom had one like it.
Yeah. Dennis Weaver?
Being
I don't recall this
Dennis
movie.
Dennis Weaver. It's called Duel.
Yeah.
Made back in 1971. Being chased by a big truck. And it's very suspenseful.
I'll check it out.
And, of course, Spielberg's Ready Player One is number one right now. Number one at the box office, so... Oh, Duel is a... Ooh, man, that's insane.
Yeah.
If you had a band when you were in high school, you had a garage band, you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, we did.
A band called The Contagions was picked to open for Bon Jovi in Dallas, Texas, last Monday, a week ago today. Only one problem, the members of the band The Contagious are sophomores in high school, and they had classes that day. So John Bon Jovi wrote him a permission slip to get him the day off. It said, quote, to whom it may concern, please excuse the members of The Contagious for being absent from school. They were busy being my opening act and kicking butt.
Dadgum.
If you go to The Contagious Rocks, not only can you see them, you'll hear them, and you might be impressed. You just might be.
Boy, I tell you, that looks good on the old resume.
Did you open for Bon Jovi? No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. I would think I would get that note and copy it, too. And oh, boy, here you go, stupid news. It's nice when those warehouse stores really, I don't know, lean in their reputations for selling things in absurd quantities. You know, I always kid about the 55-gallon drum of Le Sueur Baby Peas.
Right, yeah.
Or you know, Green Giant Corn. Sam's Club, though, is now selling a 9-pound tub of Oreo frosting. It comes in a giant bucket, and I guess you're supposed to use it to frost, like, I don't know, 200 or 300 cupcakes. But really, shouldn't you just take it to the couch and eat it straight up with a big wooden spoon while watching stop binging on Netflix?
Oh, man.
If you do take down the entire bucket, you'll be consuming 16,380 calories.
Wow.
936 grams of fat. 1,521 grams of sugar, but hey, 117 grams of protein.
Hey, that may be the new millennial challenge.
You know, you may be, I mean, they're snorting condoms, they're butt chugging,
yeah.
They're eating Tide Pods, they're doing all this stuff, you know, eating the cinnamon. You know what? You may be right about
that. You got like the length of a movie, 2 hours to chug or eat
to
all.
Eat the 9 pounds of frosting.
Yes.
Adam Litton probably going, challenge accepted. And a woman in Salina, Kansas, home Thursday night with her boyfriend. When she heard a loud noise in the garage, she checked it out. Turned out to be her ex-boyfriend who'd crashed through the ceiling. He's 25-year-old Tyler Bergkamp, started fighting with the woman's new boyfriend. He had a knife with him, but the new boyfriend got it away because new boyfriend wins. What a putz wagon. We have to stop these people from breeding and voting somehow, people. Pray with me right now, would you? It's The Phil Show, News Talk 98.7, WOKI.